Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's good, Coach?
Good. Beautiful. Appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Maybe, Coach, maybe you can and help our producer Jesse out a little bit. We're trying to find – he's a Dolphins fan, and we're trying to find a jersey that he can get because he don't want none of the current players because they probably ain't going to be here in about 3 weeks. So
damn.
He said he got him – well, that's just –
that's true.
I got him beating the Jets this week, though. I do have that happening. But, you know, he said he got a Marino. There's a Larry Zonka. There's a Jason Taylor. Zach Thomas, is there anybody we're forgetting? Classic Miami
Ronnie
Dolphins.
Brown, Ricky Williams.
Got the Ricky. We got the Ricky. Ronnie Brown, that's a good one. Ronnie Brown, inventor of the Wildcat. Did they start that with him?
Darren McFadden, if you're into that sort of thing first,
yeah.
I guess.
Jake Long, that's a good jersey.
God, remember when Wildcat was the buzzword in the NFL? Oh, my God. It felt like a whole.
My college coach was the one who started that, Gus Malzahn.
Is that right?
Gus Malzahn, yeah. I didn't like the Wildcat.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah. It works at times. It depends on who the Wildcat guy is. You got to have Darren McFadden. You got to have Ronnie Brown. You know, you got to have Cam Newton that can actually throw the ball too. I mean, you got to have the right guy.
I just thought, and it like you're right. It did. It worked for a long time with those guys. But I was just like, man, you got. There's no type of the defense knows you're about to run. All 11 guys are about to run towards the ball carrier. How can you be successful for a long period of time with that? That was always my thought, but you know,
football was ran like that for a long time until they put that forward pass in there.
Coach gets it because that's that Pittsburgh. That's three yeah. yards in a cloud of dust in Pittsburgh.
They're on that power bet,
Coach. You were pretty adamant last week that, you know, despite the win, your team didn't play the way that you expected them to. How do you feel after last week's victory? Was that a little more in line of what you expect from your guys?
Yeah, I thought we started fast. I loved where we were at in the first half. I felt like we got some relief syndrome at halftime. So, you know, like me, I'm never satisfied. I mean, unless we go out there and it's 70-0.
Yeah, you look mad today, to be honest. You still you still don't look happy.
Nah, these dudes, it's never going to be enough. It's never going to be enough. Yeah.
Anytime you use the term, these dudes, it's not good. This is not good.
When confetti falls down on us and we hold a trophy, then I'll say, all right. Good job.
I don't even think that's true. You're going to be Kobe. You're going to be sitting there like this with the trophy in your hand.
Yeah. It's crazy. When we won the championship, I was at Pitt in 2021. We won the ACC championship. And the players were so excited. And I was just thinking, like, we didn't play. We could have played so much better. You know what I mean? It's like, Coach, chill, bro. Like, take the picture. Smile, man. I'm like, all right.
Are you one of those guys? I feel like you are because you're super competitive, right? And you're a perfectionist when it comes to the game of football, maybe just in life in general. But are you one of those guys where winning is more of a relief than, like, I enjoy this? It's like, I'm glad we got the win. I'm moving on to what's next as opposed to, like, let's celebrate.
All I think about is, like, did you play, like, with every rep that you have, did you play it like your last and did you do, like, were you like perfect on that rep, like striving for perfection? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you do that, then obviously that's what winning's going to come with that. But it's still so much more to, like, you know what I mean? Like, there would be games as a player. It's easier to explain as a player than it is as a coach. As a player, where I would have, you know, I think one game I had like 240 yards receiving, but I dropped a pass, and I literally was like in tears about dropping the pass, like the one pass that I dropped. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, "You play such a good game," but I'm like, "Bro, I dropped one pass. Like, I can't drop a pass. Like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, that type of mentality is what helps me as a coach. It's a gift and a curse, because players be like, you know, it helps players get a lot better, but also it's like, man, this dude is always on my ass. Like, he's always on me. You know what I'm saying?
So real quick, though, because what I heard there was, not to bring up old stuff or anything, but that's from what I could gather, that was the conversation that Ryan Clark was having with Peter Schrager. Because Peter Schrager was saying CeeDee Lamb played a good game, and he played much better than A.J. Brown. And Ryan Clark was saying, first of all, A.J.'s team won, and CeeDee had drops. Like, I wouldn't say he just automatically played a good game. And what Coach is talking about is that CeeDee had like 140 yards receiving that game, but he had three or four drops. Mm-hmm. And like Coach, like he's saying, as a player, it's like, I didn't play a good game. I left a bunch on the table. And I think, I don't want to say one person is right or wrong, but that's where they were missing each other. And Ryan was like, this is a player's.
But I don't even know that that's a player's perspective versus a non-player's perspective. I just think that's a mentality.
Mm. True.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, you think
you tell the guys, like, you can't look at it like how your mom would look at it. You know, your mom is going to be like, oh, he caught the touchdown. He met, you know, like happy about, you know, your baby being good at something. Right. But from a player's perspective, if you don't win the game, it's not good enough. There's not anything that you did good enough. Like, you had to do something better to affect the game, to change the game and win the game. So if you don't win the game, I can't realistically, like, you can, you know, have that fake positive thing where you say, oh yeah, I did good, da, 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 but really you didn't win the game. So there's a lot of things that has to change so you can win the game. And as a player, sometimes if I have to do less and my team, you know, especially as a receiver, right? You're talking about A.J. Brown. If he's had to be a decoy the whole game and he took a double team and that opened up the run game or opened up another receiver to get the ball and his team won, then he can hang his hat on that because he's like, you know what, my team won. Now, he's going to be upset. A real player is going to be upset because he didn't get the touches that he wanted to get or make the plays that he wanted to make. But he's going to be happy from the standpoint that we won the game, right? And so there's a lot that goes into it. You know, the mentality part of it, there's a lot that goes into that.
Well, what's this sound like? Like, we're going to be at Baker Family Wines on Sunday at 1 o'clock drinking wine with Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker, you know, one of the greatest winners Major League Baseball has ever seen, was in here in studio a couple of days ago. We talked about what it meant for us to finally see him win that World Series. I asked him what it meant for him, and he immediately referenced everything that he had lost. Mm-hmm. He didn't even talk about the one that he had won. He was like, oh, I just thought how I should have had like four of them, and reeled off like, you know, moments and games. And like, that's, I think that, I mean, that competitor's mentality is what keeps coaches in a bad mood all the time. It's like, yeah, we won by 30, but man, we didn't execute on this drive. We punted twice. And it's, I think it's a, it you know, not, it's a trait of, I think, the best coaches. Like, that's because they're demanding. And Coach talked about that. Coach Marion, you talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Like, you demand a lot of your players. And winning sometimes isn't the end goal. It's playing your best is what the end goal is.
Yeah, for me with the guys, it's really like, it's just such a short period of time with them. And, you know, like, the biggest compliment I get from, you know, my former players is that they're great in life. Like, they're good. Like, they don't need me to come save them or help them. Like, they are good because of the time that we spent together. I made sure every detail of what they need to be successful in life, they have. And I think you just have to maximize that as a coach. Like, I'm constantly coaching our coaches not to waste the players' time and to teach and develop them and be hard on them, discipline them. You know, every minute that you have with them is of the utmost importance, because these dudes are going to go out into the world. And this world, as you know, for a man is really hard. You know, if you're not a provider, you're a zero. You know, like, if you can't get it done, if you can't compete, you know, everybody wants to be on TV and be on ESPN and be on the radio. Y'all got to compete every week for that. Like, that's, you can't have a bad show. You can't have a bad performance. You can't say I'm sick today. You know, like nobody cares about that stuff. And so everything that we're teaching them is so much bigger than, you know, just the wins and losses on the field, but also can you wake up, show up every day and win in life? You know, when everything might be crashing down, can you still get up and compete and do what you need to do to provide for your family? And so that's why I am the way I am. It's just because I just see that, you know, all that discipline and structure that my coaches gave me, that's what saved my life when it was time, when football was over and I was out there in that real world and it was time to compete. Yeah. And your pockets is low and your energy is low and you don't know, you know, you get out of college, you know, so much time, you know, players complain. I remember my grandma like, you better slow down. You don't want to be an adult. You don't want these bills, you know, like you want to be grown so fast. And now I know what she was talking about. You know,
yeah, grandma really was right.
Yeah, when you get outside of college, it's real life. You better.
There ain't no ain't going back.
No free meal. Ain't no free lunch no more. Ain't no. It's time to go.
Well, unless you hang out with Kenny. If you hang out with Kenny, you get, yeah, you know, you get keys to the city.
But I don't know what you're talking about. Mm. This DoorDash was not free. It came out of that Apple Pay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach, talking about the team a little bit, and I look at somebody like Cardale, and I look at, you know, Damian at the running back spot and Rodney, and how in the last three games or so, it feels like we see them improving with each game, maybe with each snap, getting more and more comfortable, getting better. I think back to all the excitement going into the season, all the names we had heard, practices we saw or whatever. And it was just a little off on the first game. And I think about myself and others, that was probably our fault because we just kind of thought like, hey, there's names out here. They're going to go out here and the go-go offense is going to go crazy from the first snap. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned a little bit last night, game reps matter. Like you can do whatever you want in practice, but actually being a game, actually being against an opponent who's scheming a different way for you or just being in that environment, that matters. And it seems like these guys are starting to get more game reps and getting more comfortable. And we probably should have had that type of understanding and gave that grace at the start of the season as well.
Yeah, I always say as a player, it's a little bit different. Like as your first responsibility as a player, right? You just want to get on the field. You want to be able to make an impact for your team and get on the field. And then, you know, as you start to get on the field, then you want to be like a guy who, you know, they game plan plays for you. You make consistent plays and you're like one of the guys. And then you want to become like the guy, like, okay, the country knows my name. Like I'm him. Like I'm that guy. And then you have next level aspirations because of, you know, the progression of what that takes. Yeah. A lot of our guys, people got excited because of their talent, right? And oftentimes because of talent, you know, you don't think that you have to prepare in a way, you know, people get fooled by their talent, you know, and they don't really rely on their work ethic. The guys that are having a lot of success right now are guys that don't believe that they're talented and they really work really, really hard. And they've worked really, really hard since they stepped foot on campus. And they've been pushed to a new level as a player, but they still had that go to that through that progression of I've been at a different school. I was just a guy who got a few touches, a few carries. I was in the game. I made a couple plays, but I wasn't the guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of these guys have been the guy. We have one guy, Jamar Curtis, who's banged up right now. He was the guy at his school. He was the bell cow, All-American, Walter Payton finalist. You know, like, he was the guy at his school. But the rest of the guys that we brought in, yes, they're very talented. Yes, they come from, you know, prestigious programs, but they weren't the guy, like, where they were counted on down in, down out, game in, game out. Boom, you have got to make this play, right? Or we don't win the game. And so for a lot of our players, that only happens in games. And so now they're getting that confidence of, okay, I can consistently make this play. I'm really a guy. Like, I can, you know what I mean? You know how it is. You've played sports. Until it's like, okay, the ball's in my hands. Like, I got to do this. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different responsibility of just, okay, I'm on the floor. If I'm open, they're going to give me a shot. Or if I'm open, I'm going to make a play, right? Now it's like, no, this play is designed for you to make this play. You have got to make this play.
It's a little easier, it feels like, to measure, you know, growth on the offensive end. You talked, Coach, with us a handful of weeks ago when this all started about the trenches, and talked about the turnover in this roster and how it was basically split between the offense and the defense. Are you seeing the growth that you want in the trenches just as much as you might be seeing it on the offensive end?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've practiced violent every day. I said the one thing we just had to do is, it's weird because you have some comfortability with guys you go against every day. You know, I always say, like, anybody can be tough from anywhere. We see UFC fighters that come from, you know, anywhere, all over the country, you know, could come from affluent backgrounds or could come from, you know, poverty, and they rise up in fighting. But first you have to be at a, like, you know, shadow box, have your technique right. Then you're able to hit a bag. Then you get in the ring and you have a spar partner, but then you have to go against a stranger. Right. And so the mentality of our guys is just making sure that, like, you've been trained really well and you've went against a really good spar partner. Like, you know, when we go against each other every day, we get after it. If you've been to our practice, you see it's a violent practice. Like, guys really get after it. The first game, I thought we were, you know, a little timid versus stranger. And I'm like, fellas, we've been, you know, like, these dudes are trying to KO you and they can't. You know, they were giving us everything they had. And, you know, our guys were standing there and just taking shots. They weren't giving shots. And then after that, since that game, we've been giving shots and we've been taking shots on people and we've been, you know, being the aggressor and being dominant. And so I was proud of our guys from that standpoint of trusting the training, trusting that they've worked really hard against each other. Now go beat up on somebody else, you know, that's a stranger, not just beating up on your teammates every day.
Yeah. Coach Brendan Marion, Sac State football here on D-Lo and KC. I want to ask Coach just a general football question. I like talking to these coaches and just asking things that I never experienced. And I was watching 49ers Cardinals this past Sunday, and James Conner had a pretty rough injury. And I don't know how rough it is because I turned away and I didn't do no follow-up to see what it was. I just kept it moving. I can't handle that broken.
Spoiler alert, it was bad.
It was real bad. But I can't deal with all that stuff. I always wonder how you guys on the field see something like that and just line up on the next play. Because I don't know if I could do that. You know, if I was on the team, somebody breaks their leg or, you know, gets knocked out, gets concussed, they got to bring the stretcher. Everybody's circling around saying, hey, are you okay? The air cast comes out, all that stuff. And then, all right, here we go, second down. I'm like, wait a minute, I need a second. How is that mentality to kind of work through those type of moments?
There was a great poet by the name of Mobb Deep who once said, there's no such thing as halfway crooks. And, you know, it's just that's what you sign up for. Mm. You know, in the game, you know, when you put that helmet on, you put those shoulder pads on, you lace your cleats up, that, you know, that's why we always say play every play like it's your last, because you really never know in the game of the only thing that's certain in football is injuries. You know, there's going to be injuries that occur. And I think every player makes that decision in their heart and their mind when they go out there and play a full speed violent game. You know, there's men that run into each other at 20 miles per hour with a smile on their face trying to kill each other. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's love. Like, that's respect. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so that's what, you know, we say football, like, we're not normal, regular people. Like, it's not normal to run into somebody like that and have that type of mindset and take it as a, like, it's not even personal. It's just what happens when we get out here on this field. And so when injury occurs like that, I think all the players feel a sense of empathy. You know, they feel like, man, like, my guy went down, but then they know, like, this is what I signed up for.
It was Edgar Allan Prodigy that said that, by the way.
I was trying to think the whole time, was that Prodigy or Havoc said that? I couldn't remember.
Edgar Allan Prodigy that said that. Coach, we appreciate you. As always, my man, good luck this Saturday. Cal Poly, right? Cal Poly this Saturday. Third game of a three-game homestand. These home games, man, they're disappearing off the schedule quick. This season is going by fast, man. So get out, show out at Sac State, or Coach is going to be really frustrated with you. And that's the last thing you want is Coach Marion being upset with you. That's right. Coach, we appreciate you. Good luck this week. Looking forward to talking to you again next week.
No doubt. Appreciate y'all. Stingers up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.